Jeremy, what's been the biggest adjustment for you at this point through your rookie year?
Really just being able to get the whole offense down packed and be able to contribute running routes, which is a lot more than I did in college. So being a receiver and being able to catch the ball at the backfield and line up a receiver, and just really just, you know, in the whole entire offense.
Do you see this as sort of like an audition for you this week, and just in terms of showing what you can do going forward?
I feel like I go to every game like that. Whenever I get a chance to carry the ball, with this, you know, one carry or 10 carries, I try to make the best out of each opportunity. So every time I'm on the field, it's an audition for me.
How comfortable do you feel in this role and carrying a heavier load this week?
I feel comfortable. I feel like since coming in, and I've been doing a great job of preparing like I was a starter, but still, having that mindset to, if anything happens, I can go in there and not lose any slack or call different plays because I'm there. So I've been focusing on offense since been where I was.
Jeremy, you talk about preparing like a starter. How stoked are you to actually get your first NFL start?
I'm excited. For me, I'm very excited. At the same time, I got to, relax and just take it, one day at a time, and especially because it's on Monday Night Football, So I just got to do my best to take it one day at a time and just take advantage of the opportunity.
What kind of influence has Matt been being in the locker room with him and kind of professional that he is?
Oh, it's been a great influence. Since I've been here in OTAs and in minicamp, he's been helping me out. So I feel like I'm in a great position. I'm blessed to be behind a running back like Matt, who's, willing to help me out and teach me along. Even now, when he's not playing, he's still, still teaching me, different techniques and everything.
Feel like you'll be back in the Big Ten at all, getting ready to go up against another former Big Ten running back on the other team?
Oh, yeah, it's always, good to compete against, all the rookie running backs, and especially, Melvin Gordon, because he's in the Big Ten. So it's going to be great to be out there and compete against each other.
Have you worked out with Matt? Have you ever run the hill or anything with him and kind of see like what he actually does?
The summer when I was up here, I moved up here a little earlier, and I worked out with him probably back and forth the whole time from school and up here. So I ran the hill and just seen pretty much what he did to last as long as he did in the league right now.
What was your impression of what he is able to do at this point in his career?
I could really say he's a true professional. I know a lot of other NFL players, but I've never been around him the whole time. I can say that he's a true professional. And like I said, I'm blessed to be behind someone like that and be able to teach me in the same way as he went through the league.
Jeremy, after the game Sunday, you were really down about your drop at the end of the game. How have you been able to move past that? How did you do it?
It took a while. I watched it on film a couple of times, but as a player, everybody don't have a perfect game. So you got to go through that. And when Cutler came over and said it to me, that wasn't the play that, lost the game. It really just helped me out a little bit to now they need me to be the starter, so I can't really think about that drop anymore.